This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. A fascinating exhibit about the human body has been taking place at the ASU Museum. It's called Magnificent Me, and it goes away in 2 weeks, so you still have an opportunity to check Magnificent Me out. Curator of Education at the ASU Museum is Jill Carey, and tells about the exhibit.
Magnificent Me is all about the human body. There are dancing skeletons. You can stand in front of a screen and you see a skeleton that's supposed to be representative of your own skeleton. You wave at it, it waves. It's like looking into a mirror, only it's a skeleton. It's really cool. We've had people stand in front of it doing the Macarena and whatever else. So it's really kind of, it will do the Macarena. It's amazing. You walk around to the back side of that screen and you get to see internal organs. So that's interesting as well. There are things that you can touch and do. For example, you can look at slices of the human body from the top of the head to the sole of the foot just by sliding your finger along a tray. And on the screen comes up the human body that you see all the way through, all the way down. And it's just slices of internal organs, eyeballs. It's just incredible. It's just odd to look at, but it's also very interesting. There's a scope that you can pretend that you're looking down someone's throat. You could press on it and just push it down, and you're actually seeing down an actual throat that goes all the way to the stomach. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and imagine this is something that has been good for all ages. I could just see like children saying, "Oh, this is so cool,"
yes.
You know, and being part of that, you know.
Yes, kids love it. I mean, they put their hand on a brass hand, and it takes their pulse. And as this thing takes their pulse, it's beating a drum to the beat of their heart. It's really,
wow.
Honestly, I mean, the whole thing, there's much more that I'm not saying. It's just, it's a great exhibit. Thing is, though, unfortunately, it leaves us on October the 20th. So if folks want to come out, they need to go ahead and make their plans to bring their kids or just bring themselves and come see Magnificent Me. It's free. It's available anytime we're open.
So has this been an opportunity for you all to have like school groups and others to come in to this to be able to see these exhibits?
We've had a lot of school groups, all ages. Everybody likes it, even the little kids, even the older kids. I mean, everyone just seems to see this and just automatically like it, and everyone gets something out of it. So yes, we've had lots of school groups coming through. The last one was just Wednesday. And we've been happy with the results of Magnificent Me.
Jill Carey joins me here on A-State Connections on KASU. She's a curator of education at the ASU Museum. Tell us about the ASU Museum. How long has the museum been in operation? And kind of what's the overall goal on how you all are reaching out to the community in which you serve?
Okay, so the museum has been around since 1933. And it has moved around campus several times. I believe it started out at the bottom of the Wilson Hall. It was a project that was begun by history majors. They had to put together artifacts make little exhibits. And people started coming to the room where these exhibits were displayed. And all of a sudden, things started being added to this exhibit room. It wasn't long until that exhibit room became a museum, and it had to grow. Collections started coming in. There had to be a place to store them. The museum moved to the basement of the library. It was there for a long time. And then finally, in the 80s, they moved the museum to the building where we are now. So Yeah, it's been an incredible journey, but and the directorship has changed hands several times. But yes, we do a lot of outreach with families and school groups. We every year we send out cards that we call it our RAC card. It's our calendar of events where we tell schools what all we're doing so that they'll be able to come and see us. We like to go to every community outreach event that we can and just talk about the museum and let people know what we're doing, because we're a free museum and anyone can come see us anytime that we're open. So we stay open late on Tuesday nights just for families. We stay open till 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. We're also open on the weekend on Saturday, and that's a good time for families to come because they can come and park anywhere they like. You know, we try very hard to make what we have to offer accessible to everyone. So, yeah, that's what we do.
And you have a very impressive collection currently there at the museum. And I know that you're working on getting more exhibits in the future and other things. There's a lot of things that are kind of going on there at the museum.
Right. Oh, yes. And now we do have some plans for the future. Mm-hmm. The future looks very bright for us. I believe we're going to continue to be a family-oriented place. Kids are going to beg to come to the museum for many years to come.
Right. So it's going to be exciting. And one of the things that also, I know you all are known for your annual events like Tinkerfest.
Yes.
And many other things that you all do in that. We're going to talk here very soon about something that may be coming up maybe a little bit later on in October, but we're going to hold off on that right now. But one of the things I do want to say is that you all have, is this new, this tinkering studio that you have, or is this something that you've had?
We've had the tinkering studio for about 5 years now, we are so proud of it. And when it first came to us, we were able to keep it open most days. In fact, we would open it in the mornings when we arrived at the museum, because we were able to keep it staffed. Recently, we've been short of staff, and so the tinkering studio has been open only on Tuesday nights and Saturdays. Well, now we're able to keep it open later. Most days during the week. In fact, it'll be different times. I'm not really, so I can't give you good times for people to come.
Right.
But if they would like to call the museum before they come see us, just to see what time does the tinkering studio open, they can come and see it. What it is, it's a great big room. It's full of recyclable materials. You can challenge yourself to make something, or you can play with electricity and make something go. You can play on the marble wall and try to get the marbles to do all sorts of things just on the wall. It's really a very cool room. You could even do your own creation. As a matter of fact, there was an inventors club here on campus that used to meet in the tinkering studio once a month. And they would create, they were there to create their prototypes. And they could use our recyclable materials to make their prototype to give to companies to show off their inventions.
And the tinkering is just as it sounds. It's working with your hands and being
right.
able to do those things,
yes,
right?
Yes, working with your hands, thinking with your hands. I mean, you are really putting something together and solving problems, thinking like an engineer, and you know, employing physics with that, employing art with that, putting a lot of yourself into what you're doing. And I think that it's just an incredible thing for families to come on out and do. One thing we would encourage the parents to do is to let the kids explore. If they're doing something and they have a problem with it, to back away and watch them solve it in the tinkering studio. Watch them solve it themselves. I think that is it helps the kid to learn that they can actually figure things out on their own.
Yeah, and that's the reward. That's the best part of it.
That's the reward where they, and it helps them to feel really good about themselves.
Well, if people want more information on what's going on there at the ASU Museum, like the Magnificent Me, the other things that are going on, hours on the Tinkering Studio, and all that, how do people get a hold of you all and get more information?
Well, if they'd like, they could call our number. It's 870-972-2074. If they would like to speak to what we have just been discussing, if they'd like to talk to me, have them ask for Jill. I am there most of the time. So if they would just give us a call, ask for Jill, I will be happy to answer any questions they might have.
And for A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.